Easter is the greatest holiday in the Christian church year. And in the 1950s, the tradition of dressing up in your finest new clothes at Easter time was the norm. As a matter of fact, the tradition dates back many centuries. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. According to the book The Whole Earth Holiday, the tradition began when early Christian converts were baptized at Easter and then given a new white robe to wear for 8 days. The Emperor Constantine ordered his subjects to dress in their finest clothes and parade in honor of Christ's resurrection. That tradition of dressing up at Easter, attending the Easter parade in men's suits and women in hats and gloves, are all gone now. Things of the past. Now Easter Mass is no different than any other Sunday. You'll see people in shorts, jeans, flip-flops, and t-shirts. As a youngster, I remember on my birthday every year in February, during or near Lent, I would always receive some article of clothing as a gift. Whether it was a sweater, a new shirt, a pair of jeans, or a jacket, as I opened the gift, my mother would say, "Save it for Easter." Later that day, my aunt would see my birthday gift and would proclaim, "Anthony, that's a nice sweater. Save it for Easter." All throughout the day, when the family would see my birthday gift, I would hear the same response. I never realized why it was so important to them that I wear something new at Easter Mass. Now as an adult, I realize how important Easter was to my blue-collar and very Catholic family. This was the holiday of the year, and the banquet of food that we would enjoy after Mass was unbelievable. Everything was the best clothes, the best food, the best celebration, because we were celebrating the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. This was no ordinary Sunday. Think about it. If it wasn't for the resurrection, our Christian faith would not exist. As St. Paul says in 1 Corinthians, if there is no resurrection of the dead, then neither has Christ been raised. And if Christ has not been raised, then empty too is our preaching, empty too your faith. And if Christ had not been raised, your faith is in vain. And that is cause for celebration. To me, it's the reason to put on our best clothes, to celebrate the Lord's resurrection, the reason for our faith. This Easter, let's leave the shorts, flip-flops, and blue jeans at home. Take the tags off that new sweater in your closet, and let's celebrate Easter as the most important day of the year. My mom and my aunt are gone now, but to this day, my wife makes sure that on my birthday, I always receive something new that I can save for Easter. He is risen. Alleluia. Have a blessed Easter. This is Tony Agnese.